For some people, just getting out to vote takes a lot of effort. They may never think about or realize exactly what goes into putting a local election together. This is Lisa Berry, and I take you behind the voting curtain to learn about just how much time and preparation goes into putting together an election in Washtenaw County so residents can exercise their right to vote.
We're here to create a ballot, to make sure that we are preparing our clerks and our voters and our election inspectors as much as that's possible to be able to administer or participate in the election, and we're doing that in a way that's neutral and fair across the board.
That's Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombieski. He says putting together an election for voters in the county is an ongoing process.
Election administration is a year-round process, regardless of what's on the ballot. Typically, there's always an election in May, August, and November, somewhere in the county. And in even years like this one, it's a full year, all hands on deck, 100%, efforts.
The county elections director says efforts for the upcoming November election really began to intensify last spring when candidates met the filing deadline. Then primary elections were held in August, and then it was time to program the ballot.
First race, governor and lieutenant governor. Vote for no more than
Deputy
one.
County Clerks Trish Riley and Rianne Galapo proof the data that they have to input into the ballot programming software to make sure that everything is laid out correctly and that all of the districts that are assigned to precincts are correct as well.
All of the data is in the computer, and what we're doing now is taking reports from the application and looking through them, comparing them to our voter database to make sure that the information there matches what is actually in the ballot programming database.
While the ballot is being proofed and programmed, another deputy county clerk, Edwin Pert, reads and records the ballot as he enters it into a software program for disabled voters.
Felicia Braybeck.
Freddie Edwards.
Garrick Zuver.
So if a voter was hard of sight, visually impaired, they would be able to use a device in every polling location. There is a device available to them that would allow them the opportunity to hear the ballot so that they could mark their choices completely.
Next, they wait for certification of state ballot proposals and all the candidates on the state level before they can officially be put on the ballot. Then, according to Golombieski, it gets another review by a local commission.
The election commission, which consists of the Washtenaw County Clerk, the chief judge of the probate court, and the Washtenaw County Treasurer, all review the ballot and then ultimately will certify it and send it to our ballot printer, who has just a short amount of time to deliver absentee ballots to all of our city and township clerks who are waiting in the wings to be able to issue absentee ballots to their voters.
Ann Arbor City Clerk Jackie Boudry sent out first mailings of some 4,000 absentee ballots about 10 days ago. Among them, several hundred ballots going to voters overseas.
We handle those individually rather than through the mass scanning so that we ensure that each address that the person has requested to be mailed to is hand keyed in, and then that ballot is specially prepared for overseas mail.
Matt Morrow is an administrative assistant at the Ann Arbor City Clerk's office and works with the clerk to get the ballots delivered correctly and on time.
Put inside a secrecy sleeve and then place it inside of the envelope.
So one of the things that we do is check. You see that this particular voter is in Ward 4, Precinct 8, and they're getting ballot 81. And so each ballot is matched up to each barcoded label to ensure that the right ballot goes to the right voter.
Then the county elections director and the Ann Arbor City clerk work to train hundreds of election inspectors.
We want you to make sure that to address lines and to be able to move...
This election inspector is practicing using the voter assist terminal, which is in place to allow voters the ability to mark a ballot independently, regardless of whether they have a disability or not. So every single polling location has one of these devices. And we've just trained all of the election workers on how to set them up, and now they're playing and practicing so that they understand how that they're used by voters on election day.
All this time and effort with multiple cross-checks, commissions, and data confirmation goes into 13 hours of voting where citizens can decide their fate and future on the next election day, November 6th. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.
That,